This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you're in the workplace, or you're a student, or an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you are someone who has never really had faith, and you're searching for what your purpose and meaning is. Well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Well, we're starting today with our victory verse. And these are verses that just I've been meditating on and reading throughout the week. And I really have kind of a love affair going with the book of Colossians. And so this comes from the second chapter of Colossians, verses 6 and 7. And the reading goes like this. And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. I just love that reading. Again, it's from the book of Colossians in the New Testament. Paul is writing to the church in Colossae. And this is Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. If you want to hear the previous programs, or you can visit mark5ministries.com as well. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And your homework this week is to read the book of Colossians. There's just four chapters, and it's an amazing read. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we always welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Christmas is almost here. Are you looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the kids in your life? Or a last-minute stocking stuffer? Tired of buying more toys? Then consider the faith-based book, Listen, for the Young Ones in Your Life, featuring gorgeous illustrations and a positive message. Something we all need desperately these days. Listen, written by local author Kimberly K. Schmidt, is an inspirational and uplifting story for children ages 4 to 94. Set on a horse farm and following the seasons of the year, the detailed illustrations will capture every child's imagination, and the story will warm your heart. Once you read it, you'll want to read it again. And don't forget to look for the hidden calico cat on every page. Listen by Kimberly K. Schmidt is now available at Barnes & Noble in Charlottesville, Sycamore Tree Books on Ivy Road, and Bain's Bookstore in Scottsville. Also available at Amazon, or get a signed personalized copy when you buy Listen online at KimberlyKBooks.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us and spending your Sunday morning with us. We're grateful for you and hope that you're having a blessed day. Today on the program, we have such a treat. We have Kimberly Schmidt with us. Kimberly is the author of a faith-based children's book called Listen. And Kimberly, thanks for being on the show. I read your book. I loved it. It's fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
We Certainly want to talk about your book because it is sweet. It is right to the point about faith. But before we do that, I'm wondering if you would share with our listeners a little bit about your faith journey.
Sure. I would say this book has an important part to do about that. Many people ask me what made me write this book. When I was 5 years old, I have a vivid memory. It's like yesterday, my mother tucking me into bed. I came from a very traditional family, so say your prayers, kiss me goodnight. And as she was saying goodnight to me, she said, if you listen, you can hear God speaking. So being a five-year-old, I'm very literal. So I close my eyes and squinch my face up, and I'm trying really hard to hear, and I expect to hear a big booming voice coming from above my bedroom ceiling. And, of course, I don't hear anything, so I'm kind of disappointed. This is the beginning of this book. It's something that has stayed with me my whole life. Mm-hmm. It's been a foundation of my adult faith. It's my default is how I look at it. I don't consider myself a Bible scholar or a theologian. You could probably trip me up on something, but you cannot shake this from me, and that is that God is present. All you have to do is listen. As an adult, we grow in our faith. And so now as an adult, I would consider that listening for that voice or whatever to be the Holy Spirit. But as a child, it's so much simpler than that. There's no, it's not confusing. It's very simple. So, and this was a gift from my mother, who's no longer living. And I've always considered this to be an amazing gift that she gave me.
Is it a little bit of the story of your life then? Do you see yourself in this story in some ways?
You know, I have been asked that. The main character in the story is Annabelle. And people ask me if I'm Annabelle. And I don't, you know, I hadn't thought about it that way when I wrote the book. But maybe I'm Annabelle's mother. I'd have to think about that. But as Annabelle goes through her days listening for God and not hearing him, the setting of the book is on a horse farm. And I live on a horse farm. Mm-hmm. I'm a serious horse person. I'm actually a breeder and a trainer in my other life. Most writers don't just write. Most writers write in addition to some other life or job that they do. So I live on a horse farm, breed and train horses, have a boarding business. And then I write children's stories about the life on the farm or animals on the farm. So the setting is definitely my life, mm-hmm. and going through the days on the farm, and it's seasonal and it's beautiful. That's my life.
We're talking with Kimberly Schmidt. She is the author of a faith-based children's book called Listen, and it's a wonderful read. Now, I'm wondering, Kimberly, if you would share with our listeners, now that you're an adult and you're no longer Annabelle, how do you practice listening or hearing from God today? Is it different than when you were a little child?
Yes. I mean, I think all of us as adults, as Christian adults, I think we're all trying to hear God. I can't think how many times there's a sermon from the pulpit which is about that. And so it's something I think we all have to practice. I think I've gotten better at it, and I think it's because it's intentional. It's not accidental. When I have a thought or an idea or that little nudge that you get, I believe that that is God speaking, and I believe it's God guiding me and telling me what he wants me to do. And the little things are the big things, I think, in our lives. And if it's helping someone out or, you know, giving money to a homeless person or any of those kindnesses that we do for each other, I think often come as a surprise to us. They do to me sometimes because I'm so busy in my life, like everybody, doing things. And so I try to listen. And sometimes it's a wagging finger. It's like, no, 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 don't go there with wherever I'm going. Maybe it's a stop and rethink this kind of message that I'm getting. So I try to listen to all those messages. But I think the difference is that as an adult, I'm intentional about it, and I believe it's the voice of God.
And I think those of us who are believers understand that once you put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit ends up taking residence inside of us, lives inside of us. And as a result of that, we get this comforter, as the Holy Spirit is described as, this advocate. And again, you're able, I think, to receive some more of these kind of revelations from God. Let me give you a quote that I'm interested in your take on this. C.S. Lewis said that God whispers to us during our triumphs, but he shouts to us in our pain. Does that resonate with you at all now that you've kind of come and obviously an adult now? Have you found that when you're going through trials and challenges, that your heart just seems to be maybe a little bit more open and a little bit more receptive to hearing the message from God? Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes, I think that's true. Though I think when big things are happening, isn't that when we all pray? Isn't that when people say, oh, my life's falling apart, God help me? I think it's when things are going well, which is when we forget to listen.
Right.
And it was a study, I don't even remember. It was an adult class. I did it through a church. And it was about the different types of prayer. And there are lots of different types of prayer. There's meditation, right? Mm-hmm. There's your traditional knees to the ground and saying your prayers. But listening is actually a method of prayer. It can be. It's listening for God, being open, just being quiet, sitting, being quiet, ready to receive. So that actually is a form of prayer too, which I think as an adult you get maybe from the little seeds that I've planted with this book.
It's great. My favorite form of hearing from God is, and this is fairly new over the last decade of my life, has been to read the Bible. I read the Bible continually. It's this kind of ongoing thing that I have. And I find that when I finish my reading or as I'm reading, I start to ask questions to God along the lines of, what do you have for me today? What am I supposed to see in this? And again, as I've developed a greater appetite for reading God's word, I have found that in asking those questions, when you ask those questions, particularly during reading of the Bible, that you will get some very real answers and change my life for sure. We're talking with Kimberly Schmidt. She is the author of a faith-based children's book called Listen. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go a deeper dive into her book called Listen. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take a break and be back in just a moment.
Readers are falling in love with the faith-based children's book, Listen, written by local author Kimberly K. Schmidt. What a perfect Christmas gift for the young ones in your life. Featuring gorgeous illustrations and a positive message, Listen will warm your heart. Once you read it, you'll want to read it again. Kayla says, I have already shared the book with many of my fellow elementary educators and highly recommend it to anyone in search of a beautiful children's book with an inspirational message. Avery says, I'm a single mom. My son and I love the book. It was a great way for me to open up a dialogue with him about the concept of God, which can be difficult with a five-year-old. But this book explains it beautifully. And he loves searching for the hidden cat on every page. Get Listen by Kimberly K. Schmidt at Barnes & Noble in Charlottesville, the Sycamore Tree Bookstore on Ivy Road, Bain's Bookstore in Scottsville, or online at Amazon. Get a signed personalized copy from Kimberly when you buy Listen online at KimberlyKBooks.com.
This is Everyday Faith.
Heal a broken
with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Kimberly Schmidt. She is the author of a faith-based children's book called Listen. But Kimberly, I would say that your book is not just for children either.
I would agree with you there. I think the message is for all ages.
Here's my question that I've been thinking about during the break. There's an old expression, I think it goes along the lines of don't die with the music still in you. And in this case, I would apply that to, so you have this book that's inside of you since you were 5 years old. Talk to me about the struggles of actually, because I see and I have read the book, and it's the paintings in the book and illustrations are just beautiful. The message is fantastic. Again, it's called Listen. Talk to me about the struggle to actually produce this. Take it from the idea to the finished product, because there's a lot of things that can come in the way, including doubt and kind of what we call analysis paralysis, and where you kind of get frozen and you can't kind of bring it over the finish line. Can you walk us through kind of how you were able to finish the project, and did you have to actually listen in order to get this project done?
Yes, those are all really good questions. This book was a labor of love and a labor of faith. I wrote it now, I guess, 6 years ago, and I believed in it, and I believed it was supposed to be told. And when I say that, I believe I try to listen to God, that He's directing me and He wants this story told. So I take that with a bit of faith. And I go to all the book conferences and things like that, where I go to hear people talk about how you get published, and then try to do what I need to do to get published. You have elevator pitches, and you try to talk to people. I sent many, many letters to publishers and agents. This is the traditional way of getting published. It's very difficult because publishers do not want unpublished authors. Agents do not want unpublished authors. So how do you get published if you're a nobody? But yet you've written this book that you think is important, but they won't even read it. I felt like, just read it. Tell me it's bad. I don't care. But just read it, and then maybe it is good. But it's very, very difficult to break into the publishing, the big publishing houses, when you're a nobody and you're not published. So the book went in a drawer for 5 years. I became very discouraged. I thought, well, maybe it's not meant to be. Mm. Maybe it's not supposed to be. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm. So in a drawer it goes. And then 5 years later, I hear on a radio talk show, it was an interview about self-publishing, basically. But they were talking about CreateSpace, which is part of Amazon, versus the big publishing houses. And people were calling in that were like me, who had been through the struggles of trying to get published and couldn't. So now self-publishing has become very mainstream. There's many ways to do it now.
Well, let me ask you before, because I want our listeners to hear this. Where can somebody buy this book, Listen, by Kimberly Schmidt? And I really highly recommend it. It's not just a children's book. It's a wonderful book, I would say, for high school graduation, college graduation, whatever age that you are. It's a wonderful faith-based book called Listen. Kimberly, where can our listeners purchase this book?
Well, the book is available on Amazon.com, and it's available on my website, which is KimberlyKBooks.com. So you can go there, and then it will come directly from me. So if you want it personalized and autographed, I will do that, and then I will mail it to you. Locally in Charlottesville, I have it in three bookstores, Barnes & Noble on Barracks Road, and the children's section in the religious children's book section. Mm-hmm. And Sycamore Tree, which is an independent Christian bookstore on Ivy Road, and Bain's Bookstore in Scottsville. So those three places you can buy the book.
So back to a couple more questions here while we still have time. So you have this story inside of you that started when you were 5 years old, and somewhere along your life, you decided you were actually going to turn it into a book. I'm wondering, at that moment, do you feel like you were listening? Was that a message from God? Was that something you thought of on your own? The idea to actually take it from, gee, this is a wonderful childhood memory, to, I'm going to turn this into a book and get this story out.
Mm-hmm. I like the comment you made before about doubts. Sure, wonder if I had run across any doubts along the way. I started with the book. I decided to do self-publishing. The group that I started with to self-publish with, roadblocks kept falling in the way. Mm-hmm. So then I'm getting going with them, and then, oh, they don't do hardcover books anymore. Well, children's books need to be hardcover. And then they don't do illustration service anymore. Well, a children's book has to be illustrated. So I keep getting dropped. And so then these doubts come, well, is this really supposed to happen? Mm-hmm. So I find out, how do you get an illustrator? And this is taking hours and weeks and so much work and effort. And I find an illustrator just randomly on a website. And she loved the book. She cried. It moved her inside. And I'm like, this is the right person. God has given me the right person. And it was a disaster. And she got halfway through the book. And then she sort of disappeared with my money. And so then again, the doubt of, well, maybe this isn't supposed to happen. And then I find a way to get an illustrator. There is a site where you can go and you're protected and they're protected and it's the way you're supposed to do it. I just didn't know because I was learning as I was going. And so I got this illustrator who's wonderful, and I finally got the book illustrated. I switched printer distributors from the first one to another one, and it was published, and it's beautiful. And so it happened. Well, that's great. But now I have 250 books sitting in my house, and I need to sell them. Mm-hmm. And they're not at bookstores, and I have to go to bookstores and try to convince people to carry my book. You start with friends, but I wanted my book to be serious, not just a book that I wrote for friends. So, and I felt the message was important, and it's been well received, but I have to do the marketing. And this is where I'm a strong woman, and if I decide to do something, I'm going to do it, and I take charge, and by golly, I'm going to do it. And sometimes I feel like that's when God sets me down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And my favorite quote I was telling you is, let go and let God. And this is something hard for me, to let God take control of this. Mm-hmm. If I really wrote this book and this is really God's message, then he will take care of the marketing. And things start coming. I mean, I hear from you. I hear from radio stations where I can talk. I hear from independent Christian schools that want me to do readings in their schools. Churches have called me. I've done readings at Sunday schools. And I'm getting calls from, you know, outside our immediate area now. But there are things that I'm just letting happen a lot of times. I'm still out there working. You have to do something. But sometimes I think you just have to take faith that if this is meant to be, God's got it under control.
The let go and let God, or the surrender part, is so challenging for a lot of people. And particularly, as you mentioned, with your personality type, always being in charge and on it and very in control. Did you find that once you learned to let go and let God, that there was a little bit of freedom that came from that? In other words, maybe it took some of the pressure off and you just said, okay, God, if it's going to be, I'm gonna hand it over to you.
For me, I think there's a balance in everything. I mean, I don't believe God just wants us to sit and not do anything.
Right.
So for me, I it's always finding the balance, because if you tell me to do it, by golly, I can I can do it and I can make it happen. But if I'm supposed to, it's again, it comes to listening. I think I need to be working. If this message needs to get out there, I've been told by people who have read it that every time I sell a book, I'm spreading the word, and that came from somebody else to me. And I'm like, what a great idea. And I said, when I sell these books, to me, I feel like I'm planting a seed every book that I sell. Mm. But I still feel it's my responsibility to be out there trying to sell the book. But I also believe I need to listen to God for the direction that He wants it to take. So for me, that's a balance. I have to do both.
I want to mention also to our listeners that Kimberly lives here locally in Scottsville, has another business that she runs. And I'm wondering, Kimberly, do you find that in your own way, that in a way this has sort of turned into your ministry, that maybe you didn't see it coming, but it is?
Yeah, I think you're right. I teach riding lessons. I breed horses and train horses. So I'm very much an animal person, but also a children's person, and now I teach a lot of young adults, college-age kids. Mm-hmm. So I have been told before that this was my ministry, which I had not thought of, that side of my life, the horse children side of my life. But I can see how it is, and I can see how it spills into my books now, which is a new chapter in my life, because the things that happen on my farm and the animals and I have written two other books that are not published, and those stories come from my farm, come from my life, come from the things that happen, and these books also have a message. So I think it is all intertwined.
Well, again, it's a wonderful story. It's called Listen. It's a faith-based children's book by author Kimberly Schmidt from right here in Scottsville, Virginia. And Kimberly, I'm wondering what you would think about, I had another quote that Martin Luther King Jr. actually said, and the quote is, faith sometimes works like this, that you don't have to see the entire staircase. Faith is just taking the first step. And oftentimes in a project like being an author or, having a radio show about faith, sometimes there's resistance that as humans we bump up against fear of failure. As all the obstacles that you ran into, Kimberly, maybe it's not meant to be. I'm just wondering, and our program is winding down here, but you know, the idea that for any of our listeners, this is kind of what I want to close with. If you have something inside of you, if you've listened to God and you feel like that this is the direction, that really the importance of taking that first step and get going with it.
Yes. And what came to my mind when you said that quote of taking the first step is stepping out on faith,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's what you have to do, I believe, if you feel this is something that you are supposed to do and that God is directing you to do. Take the first step, and hopefully faith will carry you the rest of the way.
Amen. Kimberly Schmidt, thank you so much for joining us on today's program. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We highly recommend that you go out and buy the book Listen by local author Kimberly Schmidt. Have a blessed Sunday. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. Enjoy your day.
Your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need